Amen. Thank you, Pastor Steve. Good morning, church. Great to be worshiping together, and I'm excited to dive into the Word and see what the Lord wants to say to us this morning. And you know, as Teen Challenge was, thank you, by the way. Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that fantastic? Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. It's so good to hear a testimony. While you guys were sharing your testimonies, I just get the sense that maybe there's someone here or maybe someone watching online, and you just feel like you are at the end of your rope. And maybe you're even thinking about giving up altogether. And maybe you're thinking of ending things. And I believe that God wants to meet you here this morning. I believe God has a word for you. He has promised us, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I believe that when you reach the end of yourself, you meet the beginning of God. So I pray that the Lord meets our needs today as we meet with Him. We're in a series on promises called Yes and Amen, where we talk about how God gives the yes, that is, He makes the promise, and we utter the amen, meaning we respond to the promise. And this morning's promise that I want to talk about is really simple, and the response is really simple, and the response is also the title of the sermon, which is Just Ask. Can you say that with me? Just Ask. Amen. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. While you do that, I will just say a prayer. Lord, thank you so much for this time again. As Pastor Steve prayed, we pray that your word would look at us today, that you would illuminate things in our lives. Lord, and we pray for those who just need an extra boost of encouragement today, that you would lift spirits, that you would be here in our midst, and that we would acknowledge you and your presence here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 7, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? So that's our challenge today. So just a little bit of context. The words that we just read of Jesus are in the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached. And in this sermon, Jesus lays out for the listeners a vision of his kingdom and what life is like in his kingdom. And so in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says things like, "While in the world people may hate their enemies, you are to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." He says things like, "In my kingdom, not only do you not commit adultery, but you don't even look at someone with lustful intent." Right? He gives us this vision, this picture of what his kingdom life is like, and he invites us to enter into it with all of its benefits. And it is in the sermon that we find the words that we just read. And so the kingdom principle that we're looking at today, when Jesus says, "Ask and you will receive," the kingdom principle is this: the heart of the Father is to provide. The heart of the Father is to provide. Amen? That is the Father's heart. See, right before this in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says words that many of us have heard several times. Jesus says, "Don't worry about what you need. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about food and clothing." He says, "Your Father knows that you need all these things." He says, "Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." He says, God wants to provide for you. Right after the verses we read in Matthew 7, 9 through 11, Jesus says, "Which one of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" He says, if you, as a broken human being with all of your flaws, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father want to give good gifts? God wants to give good gifts to his kids. Amen? He wants to give good gifts. The heart of the Father is to provide. So we come to an important question that I think we need to answer. And the answer to this question uncovers a deep mystery of faith that we want to get this morning. And the question is, why does Jesus say, ask? Why do we have to ask at all? Why is it that God tells us to ask? If he already knows what we want, why do we have to ask? And I think this is an important question, but the answer is even more important. The answer is God asks us to ask because asking takes faith. Amen? Asking takes faith. Here's the principle behind that. God made us to be co-laborers with him. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:19, we are co-laborers with God. When God created the world, he set things up such that we have a role to play in stewarding what he's given to us. Even before sin entered the world, he gave Adam and Eve a job. He said, I want you to tend the garden, steward what I've given to you. From the beginning, that is built into our DNA as humans. We are to be co-laborers with God and to be responsible for what he's given us to be responsible over. And so God invites our participation, not our passiveness. God invites our participation, not our passiveness. So when he says, ask and you will receive, God is inviting our participation. And he's doing that because he knows that when we join in on the work, it takes faith. And when we exercise faith, we grow in trust. That's what faith is. Faith is trust. Being in a trustful relationship with someone else. And when we exercise that faith, we grow in trust and we strengthen our relationship with the Lord. And that is what he's after. Because when our relationship with the Lord is strong, we heard it in the testimonies. You can know things about God, but when you know God and you're in that relationship with God, that is when he changes you and directs your heart. Amen? That is what God desires from us. So why do we even have to ask if God knows what we need? Because asking takes faith, and he wants to grow our faith. He could just give us what we need without our asking it, and yet he says to us, in my kingdom, this is what I want you to get. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Jeremiah 29:13, God says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You will seek me and find me when, that's the key word, when you search for me with all your heart. God invites our participation. He wants to be found. He doesn't want to be hidden. God wants us to find him. But he knows that if we don't do our part, then we're not really going to get it. It's kind of like, you know, if you assign a chore to one of your children and then you do the chore for them, they're not going to learn how to do it, right? And you're going to be stuck taking out the trash for the rest of the time that they're there with you. God says, I want you to join in this faith journey with me. Therefore, I'm telling you, what do you need? Ask. So my question for you this morning is, what do you need? What do you need from God? Do you need physical healing from an illness? Do you need delivery from an addiction? Do you need God to heal a loved one whom you care about? Do you need freedom from depression or anxiety? Do you need a breakthrough in your life? I believe God is saying to us this morning, ask me. Just ask me. See, the Bible is full of stories of people who prayed bold prayers and made bold requests of God. You'll remember some of them. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah cries out to God. She can't have kids. And she cries out to God saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant and remember me and give me a son, then I will give him to you for all the days of his life. And the Bible tells us, in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, which means God heard, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. See, she asked, and God granted her request. You might know a guy named Jabez. He prays a bold prayer. We don't get much about Jabez in the Bible, but there's one verse, 1 Chronicles 4:10, that highlights what Jabez did. In this list of names, we arrive at Jabez, and the Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And the Bible says simply, and God granted his request. Isn't that awesome how simple it is? Jabez asks this bold prayer and God grants it. See, I think God is inviting us to that faith. He knows what we need before we ask it, but he's waiting for us to take that step, because when we take that step, we acknowledge our need of God. We acknowledge, God, I can't do this without you. I'm too weak in my own strength. My own strength isn't enough. But when we step out, we say, God, I need you, and I need you to come through for me. I want to see the victory, and I need you to win the battle for me. When we take that step of faith, God says, I see that faith. I am meeting you there. In Mark chapter 10, a story we know well, blind Bartimaeus is sitting on the roadside begging, and he hears that Jesus is passing by, and he cries out to Jesus. And so Jesus stops what he's doing and goes over to blind Bartimaeus and says, what do you want me to do for you? Isn't that an interesting question? Have you ever stopped to think, why does Jesus ask that question? Why does Jesus ask that question? I think if any of us were to have asked that question, it would have appeared a pretty silly question. Right? What do you mean? What I want to see. Like, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Why does Jesus ask him that? What do you want me to do for you? He knows what Bartimaeus wants him to do for him. I think Jesus is asking because he's inviting Bartimaeus to step out in faith and grow in dependence upon him. He knows that Bartimaeus has to take that step in order to enter that relationship of trust with Jesus. And that's how faith works. God says, I can do all things for you. Do you trust me? And when we take that step of faith, we grow in trust. And so Bartimaeus replies to Jesus very simply, Rabbi, I want to see. And Jesus replies, go, your faith has healed you. And the Bible says, immediately he received his sight. So what do you need from God today? I would encourage you, don't be afraid to pray a bold prayer. Maybe you've been stuck in a spiral for a long time and you can't get out. I would encourage you, pray to God today. Say, God, I need a miracle in my life. Is there anyone here who needs a miracle in your life? Ask God today. Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Maybe someone here is a little bit tired. You feel like, oh, I've been knocking for years. I want to encourage you this morning, don't quit. Don't quit. See, here's an important thing. This asking, this is not a name it, claim it kind of theology. This is not just saying, God, I will own that Ferrari in Jesus' name. Right? Because that's actually not asking. That's demanding. And demanding is not how it works in God's kingdom, because demanding doesn't grow our trust in Him. Because now we're the ones in control, not Him. How many of you know if you've been in a relationship where someone demands something of you, it's like, oh, that doesn't feel good. Something's a little bit off. But in the kingdom, we ask God, knowing that He might not reply in the way that we are looking for. Right? So we know that when we ask God for something, He will answer one of three ways. He will say yes, He will say no, or He will say not yet. Right? And it's the second and third that sometimes we struggle with. But here's the thing. We know that no matter what God's answer is, it is His best for us. So it's actually a win-win. When we make our petition to the Lord and say, God, I really want this. I need this in my life. No matter what His answer is, whether it's yes, no, or not yet, number one, He has the best plans in mind. So if it's, for instance, not yet, we can know that, okay, that means there's something better, right? And number two, it increases our trust in Him. It grows our dependence on Him. You'll remember that Paul in 2 Corinthians was being tormented by a messenger of Satan. And he prays to God, God, please take this affliction away from me. And Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. A translation of that answer is no. No. God, please take this away from me. No, I have another plan. But look, it's a win-win. Number one, Paul then knew that there was something better for him, that God was going to use, right? God takes what the enemy meant for evil and uses it for good. And number two, Paul grew in his relationship and his dependence upon God, his trust in Him. So that's why we ask, because asking takes faith. Faith grows trust. Trust increases dependence upon God. And we can trust Him. So no matter what God's response is, we still ask. Amen? We still ask. You may not get the answer you're looking for. You might get a no, you might get a not yet. But I promise you, if those are God's responses, it's because He has something better in mind. Right? He has something better in mind. Let's all stand. I want to put this into practice as the worship team comes forward. Just want to encourage you, make a bold request of the Lord today. Jesus says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. What is the thing that you need from God this morning? I encourage you, take a bold step of faith and say, God, I need this. I need you to come through for me. I need you to give me a breakthrough this morning. Because I promise you, in your asking, you will grow in relationship with Him. And as you grow in relationship with Him, you will see He is providing for your every need. He is a good Father. The heart of the Father is to provide, and He will provide for your needs today. So respond to the promise of Jesus. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Lord, we pray that as we bring our petitions and requests to You this morning, that You would hear our cry. Lord, I pray that You would respond to our prayers this morning and let us grow in trust in You. In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord.